So, if just in case, when you were trying to recover, were there any agencies or organizations that you thought did a decent job? So if somebody wanted to try and help, how would they do it?
Well, I mean, the first respondent's always the Red Cross. The Red Cross helps in, you know, providing people the necessities. They provide them shelter. Shelter living is not fun, but there are times when you have no other choice. The federal government, of course, through FEMA, tries to help. But generally, when FEMA is deployed, it's because there's a large number of people affected, and you're fighting in line, you know, to get what you can get so that you can get back to what you think is a normal life. But your life is never normal again. It's never the same. So, I mean, a lot of local help comes from the community through churches that, you know, devote their time, their energies, their resources to helping people, you know, live day to day. And I mean, we had a lot of help from churches in the area that are even distant churches, you know, churches that came from other areas that said, hey, you know, you guys need help, we're here to help you. And little things like that are what eventually that help that's offered will get you through the day, get you through the night.
And I can remember at Katrina, because I was living close enough to that zone, basic things like people getting in a truck and loading it up with bottled water or drywall or some of those things that are going to be tough after the fact, to have some of those basics around really made a difference for folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, you hate to have the mentality when you go through something like this of, well, I got to go out and get this, I got to go out and get that, and be damned anyone else who needs it, because I need it more. But I mean, that's one of the things that it kind of gets a little, at the very beginning, it's almost a dog-eat-dog world. I mean, you know, you go out for water, and you see these people that are loading up, you know, pallets and pallets of water, you know, and your first initial thought is, oh, well, you know, you're being selfish, and you get angry. And it's not until the days later when people can actually bring that to you that you realize, well, you know, that person may have been loading up bottles and bottles of water, but he may have not been coming just for himself. He may have been coming for a community that is just as hard hit as you are, or maybe he's doing it for four or five of his family members, you know, and they have kids. You know, you just don't know that. But when help starts coming in from outside, it's a relief. It's a sigh of relief that, okay, maybe now one little piece of normalcy will come back.
I have one tip that a friend did after Katrina that I think was probably so incredibly well received. He went to the Gulf Coast because he's from Alabama, so he went over near Ocean Springs, and he actually took his cooker, you know, that you put behind your truck, and he bought all the hamburgers, hot dogs, and stuff he could possibly fit on there. And he just fed people for a couple of days until the food ran out.
I mean, yeah, I've lived in Louisiana all my life, and you know, you really find out your neighbors' names and things like that. You know, we've grown up in a society now where you're cut off from your neighbors. You may not know your neighbor's name, or you may know their first name, but you don't know what they do for a living. And you know, you spend your time in your little house, and you don't spend your time with your neighbors like our parents used to. Well, I've lived through several hurricanes, several, you know, different, you know, natural disasters, I guess you'd call them. And you find your friends, your neighbors, who will walk over to your house, knock on your door, and say, hey, I have 45 hamburgers in my freezer, and they're thawing, so we're inviting everybody on the block to get together. Do you have charcoal? you know, we'll barbecue, you know, and you start thinking, wow, okay. And that makes you feel a bit better because you're like, okay, this is something good that's come out of this. You know, I now know my neighbor's names. I now know who, you know, I know who to turn to when I have to, you know, go start pulling up carpeting so that it doesn't, you know, mold in the house. You know, I know all of this now, and it's comforting.
Well, I think the return to the Baton Rouge area and the Morganza Spillway is going to be a tough one, but I appreciate your sharing at least a little bit of your story. Hopefully some folks will get a clue about what it's like, and maybe we can get some more of those cookers brought down to that area as soon as the water dries up.
That would be really nice, very helpful.